Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk. This is KSKA's weekly journey backstage into the world of the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today we'll be talking with people from the Anchorage Opera in collaboration with the Anchorage Symphony as they are producing Leonard Bernstein's Candide with book by Hugh Wheeler based on the novella by the same name by Voltaire, and the show opens this week and plays Saturday and Sunday in the Atwood Concert Hall. And my guests today are Teresa Pond, who is the stage director. Some people may remember Teresa or know her from her work as the producing artistic director with Cyrano's, but this has nothing to do with Cyrano's. This is her on her own.
Yes.
As guest director or stage director with the Anchorage Opera doing this. So welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
We also have Charles Prince, who is the conductor of the show. Charles is a world-known conductor. He's come to Anchorage. He's got a few Anchorage ties here as well. And he's going to be talking about the music with the show. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thank you, Steve. Very thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm going to toss this first to Teresa, and we'll get to the music with Charles here in a moment. But Candide, most people know that from the overture. I mean, if you mention the overture, that's the most famous part of this. This is a wild music. It's an operetta. Is it a musical? What is this thing? And it is wild. Tell us about it.
Exactly. Better question. I think it's generally considered an operetta. It certainly falls under both opera and musical theater. We have songs and then we have dialogue. So it is not constantly sung throughout, which is what makes it kind of crazy. The music is, of course, amazing. And the voices that we have are just thrilling. Some of the pieces people know, and they'll be like, oh, I know that. And maybe they don't know Candide, but they know some of this music. It gets sprinkled through so much of the performing arts. What we've done is made it even crazier because we have this is a co-production with Anchorage Opera and Anchorage Symphony, which means if you look at our stage, it's going to be hard to know what in the world you want to look at. We've got performers, we have scenery of platforming and people running around on stage, we have lighting, we have costumes, props. It's a full production, fully staged, and we have the Anchorage Symphony right there in the middle of it. I have them running through the symphony, around the symphony, playing with our maestro. So it's a collaboration on kind of an epic level.
Well, you have to do that in a way. You've either got to go one way or the other with this uh-huh. show because it literally goes around the world in terms of where they go.
Oh, the locations. We have our super titles, and I've added in locations to our super titles just to remind everyone where we're going, particularly in the second half. We go from one land to the next land to the next land. You know, keeping up with this operetta is not an easy task.
Well, let's go to Charles Prince, the conductor. You're on stage. You are conducting the orchestra. You also play a few parts in the show, is that correct?
Well, I facilitate some of the performers as they're doing their numbers. There's a lot of interaction between me and the principals in the show, and that I love a lot that Teresa's done. And it's fun because it brings me in a sort of nice way, which I like a lot.
Now, you have a history with the show in the sense that you actually worked with Bernstein.
I did. I was a pupil of his the last two summers I was at Tanglewood, which was 1988 and 89. I actually also technically knew him for many years before because my father is a fairly well-known stage director named Harold Prince and worked with Mr. Bernstein pretty much from the beginning. So I knew him as a child, actually. So he's sort of been a through line in my life, both professionally and non-professionally.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, as a stage director, if you have the opportunity to work with the actual playwright who wrote something, you always get more from that. You knew the man himself. So is he influencing your work with the music at all, or is it something that you've just sort of assimilated into your own career?
I think it's obviously I did conduct this before at City Opera last year in 2017, the version we're doing, which my father sort of helped create for New York City Opera way back in 1982. I he's always somewhere in the back of my head, Mr. Bernstein, because he was my teacher and sort of a friend and a family friend. So there's a lot of layers, and I particularly love this piece very, very much. And he's always there. I mean, he's there whenever I conduct anything, actually, because he was one of my mentors.
You know, I heard a story one time that Bernstein always requested two seats available for every performance of a show he ever had performed around the country, mm-hmm. just in case he wanted to show up. So are you leaving two seats, Teresa?
Oh, I think that's a really good idea. I'm going to go talk to the heads about that.
Well, this show has a long history, as Charles has mentioned, and originally it had book by Lillian Hellman, and now it's been changed to Hugh Wheeler. Talk a little bit about how that transformation has worked with this piece, for the better or for maybe for different.
I will try to do the Reader's Digest version of this because it can get as complicated as the show itself. But originally in 1972, my father did a very small version of Candide with a new book by Hugh Wheeler, who was his friend, who had actually done the book for the year after a musical that Sondheim and my father did called A Little Night Music, which is a fairly well-known piece. And he said, I think Lillian's work is great. And Lillian was also obviously a friend of my father's, and I even met her once or twice as a child. But he said, this feels very dry and very heavy and not very Candide-like, meaning the Voltaire witticisms and the sort of the lightness and the joy of the piece. So he brought in Hugh Wheeler, and Hugh Wheeler basically just made it a very, very funny, rompy, satirical Candide.
Which, Teresa, this is more in terms like what Charles just said, more like Voltaire. Voltaire has a very satirical.
Well, exactly where I was going to go. I think it's marvelous. If you look back at the roots of this, you know, the Lisbon earthquake is what really grabbed me as kind of my access point with this. And I hadn't known about that part of history before. But, you know, Portugal was one of the major European superpowers. And then this earthquake devastates like three quarters of Lisbon. And Portugal never recovered again. And what do you do in the face of cataclysmic disaster? And this is something we struggle with. The thing, you know, this is like a 9/11 times 200. And, you know, a philosophy of, well, everything is as it should be. This is the best of all possible worlds. You know, an idea that we should grab onto something so that we can survive the horrors around us. And Candide, to me, celebrates humor. It celebrates laughing at our pain, which is always the base definition of comedy. And Voltaire said, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, terrible things are happening. And how do we keep going? Through ups and downs. And our poor young Candide, boy, he gets everything in the kitchen sink thrown at him.
I want to talk about that in a moment. But first, for those just tuning in, we're talking about the Anchorage Opera and Anchorage Symphony collaboration of Leonard Bernstein's Candide, celebrating his 100th birthday, I might add, performing this weekend at Atwood Concert Hall, the 7th and 8th. My guests are Teresa Pond, stage director, and Charles Prince, the conductor. You know, we talked about how crazy this show is. Can you give us a little bit of what Candide, who he is, and what he goes through? I know we need the Reader's Digest version, but in a nutshell, kind of give us an overview of this adventure.
Well, you know, he's from a little village, a little European village. It's called Westphalia is what it's called. And he's a young youth, a young boy who learns how to grow into a man by the end of his journey. He firmly believes what his teacher tells him. A fun thing is that Voltaire is in the story. He is in the show. He is our narrator. He takes us through all the journeys. He helps the audience along with the journey, and he plays roles. So the actor, Kurt Olds, fantastic performer, is Voltaire. He's also their teacher, Dr. Pangloss, who gives them this idea of everything is as it should be. This is the best of all possible worlds. And poor Candide tries to take this philosophy through, you know, kidnapping and murders and earthquakes and, you know, ups and downs and banishments and journeys and travel, and he keeps trying to find his joy again. And it's really, really precious by the end of this journey to see where Candide arrives as he kind of arrives into manhood at figuring out what truly does it mean to be the best of all possible worlds. It's not so idealistic. It's much more realistic, but much more profound, much more joyous. Like, how do you find happiness amidst an unstable world? And I love Voltaire for making us look at this, because I think in this day and age, we need to be reminded that, yes, like it can be terrible things out there, but we can find our happiness and our joy. And the best thing is that the creators created this as a comedy, so that we can laugh, so that we can find the joy while watching, you know, unbelievably, you know, extreme events.
You know, Charles, I want to ask you a question about conducting the music. Teresa's talking about the themes in the musical and how she's developing those. With music, how do you work with that, or do you work with that? Do you try to get what's going on with what, how the director's perceiving the themes in this musical? Or I suppose it's not just you don't push a karaoke button, of course, but how does your work develop working with the director?
Well, obviously, I come from a family with a fairly well-known stage director, so it's in the genes that, you know, the music has to go hand in hand with what's going on with this on the stage. So I feel like the music is helping that. Mm-hmm. What Teresa's vision is, the music is hopefully going with that vision. And in this piece, I think it does really work absolutely together in a brilliant way. I think the music reflects completely what's going on the stage.
In your collaboration with Teresa as a conductor and director, do you find you're developing as the play develops, the musical develops in rehearsals? Are you changing things or?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's nice, especially with this version of the show, which is sort of wild and like. I refer to it as this gigantic 12-headed thing that just, you know, you just don't know where you are. It's taking you in so many different directions. And I think the music does that also. And I think that you go where it goes. And I think that is that's what I hopefully am reflecting as far as the music's concerned.
Well, you know, go ahead, Teresa.
I can just say that Charles and I talked on the phone before he got here, and he talked to me about this, and I realize every day of the journey just how right he was. You go into this show, it's unlike almost any other kind of show, probably because of how it was created, how the different performance styles are sort of put together, but it's a journey like none I've ever seen, because as he says, it's like a 12-headed critter with all these different aspects sort of happening at the same time. And I would say, having gone through this, Charles has been an incredible partner to me, coming with the experience he had. This is my first Candide. And I understand now what that means. You've gone through it. And then, you know, if I were to do it again, I would have such an understanding of what those 12 heads are about. And I know this is a funny thing to say. It's hard to explain. But it is a unique experience to direct Candide compared to, I mean, I got 25 years of musical theater, straight theater, opera, and this is a very different beast. And it's been a joy, it's been a challenge, but it has certainly been an adventure. So I thank Charles because he gave me a good heads up.
Well, you know, they often say that when you talk to conductors and directors behind the scenes, you find out that the conductor is not just that guy that stands up in front of the orchestra waving his hands around.
No.
There's been a lot more work done before that.
He's been a real guiding force.
I mean, also, and it really, a good conductor of any theatrical work, whether it's opera, operetta, or musical theater, your first job is to embrace and take care of the people on the stage and the action, the actual theater.
Yeah. We're taking care of everyone here. I'm glad to hear you have your cast and crew are all taken care of. But
they're,
we have to stop. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
The
journey is ending here for this Candide. I'm sorry to say that, but I want to thank my guests, Teresa K. Pond, stage director, and Charles Prince, conductor for Anchorage Opera and Anchorage Symphony, collaboration of Leonard Bernstein's Candide, opening this weekend, April 7th and 8th at the Atwood Concert Hall. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.